Delish on the beat.
Yeah. Chapter 1, I was young. Really, really young. I blocked out the whole thing from my mind. It was tough. But now I'm trying to unlock the box of my demise. Until date, it really hurts. No, I can't endure. It was about 4 p.m. I enter Limbe. Trouble see my grandma, we don't, she don't be cheer. I got into the house, me my cousin the say. She was alone in the house, the rest went out of town. My grandma was asleep, I really didn't wanna wake her. I decided to wait few hours till she wakes. Settled down on the couch as I was watching the game. If only I been know, how did they get to play? My cousin asked if I could stay at home and watch my grandma. She wanted to rush out of the house to see a brother. She said she wouldn't be long. Couple of minutes, gotta go, please take and leave grandma alone. Go stay at bed, come back quick, quick. Lock the back door, then lock the front and go with the key. I'm gonna rest for a little bit and wait for grandma to wake. But please be fast so I can go, it's already getting late. Okay. I lay back on the couch and I fell asleep. Some hustler for my face like a sin and dream. I open my eyes and 3 men looking at me. One a bit older and 2 young men, it was clear they were deep. I must have slept too deep cause the TV was gone. And my phone a lot more from the pillow was gone. Turn around, see the clock on the wall. It's midnight, complication the ball. I really slept that long? I was scared to my bones, shivering to the core. They asked me where the rest of the family had gone. I said my cousin was, yeah, taking care of my grandma. She asked me just to wait a while and she'll be back. I don't even live here, I only came to see my grandma. She's sleeping in the other room, I hope you wouldn't hammer. The older guy, he had a little smile in his face. The kind you get from a dad, he get collapsed for your hand. You fi open the door, it dead lock. You no fi enter, who's that key for the door? Now my auntie door, and yes it dead lock. I no fi open the door, even if you show me na gun.
Catch me! Who's that kid? I said who's that kid? I'm not good. Give me that knife, sir. Don't give me. I'm scared. Finish game.
As I talk, so the men them vex. Stab me on the thigh, big cut in my leg. The hurt is too much, I could never forget. No matter how long, I could never forget. They dragged me outside through the back door, butt naked. They took my clothes from head to toe up. I tried to shout, nigga told me shut the fuck up. Tied me right there in the mud, it was fucked up. I just knew it was time for the violence. Cause the younger guy put his hand to my naked breast. I saw it coming even before he did spread my legs apart forcefully, breaking all my defenses. The second little guy came after the first. He hurt so bad, they didn't really care. At this point I was looking at the older guy, hoping because he looked like that, he would hold my hand.
Where's my friend?
Why are you doing this?
No.
Why are you doing this?
You can finish more time. No cry.
I said to him, please tell him to stop, I'm hurting. You feel me, my papa, don't let them do this to me. He took my hands with a little smile like it was gonna help. And then he did exactly what the others did to me. I'm laying there in the gutter filled with water. This older guy riding hard on me like I was rubber. He said, open your foot, if you fight it will be harder. This thing no be so new, he said, for the gear and for others.